Today I'm going to be in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and I'm going to be in a familiar story probably. It's going to be the story of David. This is, our just to give a little context, this is when Saul was told by God that I need a king of Israel. We see that Saul, he was the king, but then unfortunately God said, I think it's not your time anymore. Your time is done. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, we see that Saul is going to the house of Jesse to find a son. And I'm going to be in verse 6, probably through 12. But I wanted to start out by saying, I want to say thank you to everybody who's here, because like Pastor Pavel said, it is a full house tonight, or this morning. We're going to start off here in chapter 6 and go on our way. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked at Eliab. Sorry if I'm not pronouncing these names right, guys. I'm in the 9th grade. I probably should be able to read, but I was homeschooled too. So I was homeschooled. Mom, I'm so sorry. I can see her right now. And said, surely the Lord has anointed this one before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not at his countenance or the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not what man seeth, but for the Lord looks at the inward heart, and not what man looks at, the outward appearance. Now, I said that I was going on to chapter, to verse 12, but I just want to stop here real quick, because wow, look at this verse. We see that God says, I don't look at what man sees. And this is why I love God so much, is because even though people may have their own version of what or who I am just by based off of what I look like on my outside. I go to public school. People are judging me day in and day out. Do they get it right every single time? No, they don't. Some people, I might have a rude expression on my face, and some people might say, oh my word, she's probably mad with me. Like, whoa, okay. Sometimes I have weird faces on my head, and you know, I thank God every day for my facial expressions, but sometimes they can be nasty. And sometimes other people's can too, and I'm guilty of this. I am way guilty of this, because sometimes I even look at people like, oh my word, did I just say something wrong? Did I just say something I wasn't supposed to? Does that person not like me? There's so many things that go through my head. And sometimes it hurts me because I see that other people go behind my back and they talk about me. And then it gets back to me. And then I hear, oh, Coriana did that. Guess what Coriana did? Or I play volleyball, so there is a lot of drama. But oh my word, did you see the look that Coriana gave me? People, we judge by the outward appearance, whether you think so or not. There's always going to be that thought in our mind. What did that person just think of me? You know, I said, if I ever were to choose a superpower, it would be able to read people's minds. Because sometimes I do judge a little differently. But that is why. That is why we are Christian, because God came to save us, because he doesn't look at who we are on the outside, but he looks at us in the inside. God uses people in and out. I looked in, I'm in the Old Testament now, but I looked in the New Testament a little bit a few months ago, and I was reading in Acts chapter 9, and if you're familiar with that story, it's when God chooses Saul to be Paul. God chose somebody who was so broken, somebody who was out of their mind. They were killing Christians in and out, but God chose that person. God chose that person to go on, not only free, and he'll be able to get into heaven, but he chose him and used him for his work. He chose a broken person. He chose somebody who crucified his name, who persecuted his disciples. And he used him. And he used him for a great purpose. Continuing on in verse 7, the Lord, or verse 8, then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Samma to pass by, and he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen this." Again, Jesse had seven sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "The Lord hath not chosen these." And Samuel said, "Are there any more children? Do you have any more sons?" And then he said, "Yes, there remaineth my youngest." And we all know who the youngest is, right? It's David. And if you read farther down, you see that David is in the pasture with his sheep. And if you know this story, David's a pretty cool guy, okay? He can take down lions with his bare hands, you know? Farther in the story, he takes down Goliath, which that's a pretty cool guy too. I mean, he was on the opposite side, but he was big. And you see that David takes him down, right? He knows what he's doing in the context of following what the Lord wants you to do. And so then you're coming to verse 12. And he sent and brought him. Now was ruddy and with all of beautiful countenance and godly. And the Lord said, "Arise and anoint him, for he is the one." Wow. Okay. So right here, we just saw the bringing of the new king, King David. King David is used in a lot of other ways if you're going to continue throughout the story and read more of that. But we see here that there were seven of Samuel's sons that passed before the Lord, and God said no. We see the first one. He was tall, he was broad, he was handsome, and he was pretty much everything you looked for in a king, at least what I would look for in a king. And so God says, "No, that is not the one that I want." And then when I was reading this story for the first time, which was probably when I was 10, I can just remember myself looking back and being like, "Well, that's the king I would have chosen." But that's exactly right, Coriana. That is the king that you would have chosen. But that's not the king God would have chosen. That is not the God that is not the king that Jesus and God would have chosen. And then so as I was going through and preparing this message, I was in contact with one of my English teachers one of my old schools. And I said, "Hey, do you have any last advice for me before, you know, I do this thing, before I go up on Sunday and teach?" And she goes, "Coriana, stay faithful to yourself. You got this." And then she's like, "Wait, one more thing." And this is something that touched me, and I hope that it touches somebody in this crowd right now. She says, "God does not call the equipped, but he equips those who he calls." And in my closing, this is where it gets tough because, you know, life goes on, but I have to go to school tomorrow. And whether I want to or not, I just got a wonderful break over Thanksgiving, which was nice. But whether I want to or not, I still have to go, and I have to give God the glory. Those people that I don't like, those people that I know talk behind my back, the people who I know that don't give me joy, the people who aren't my best friend or my friend group that are like sitting over there, the people who aren't gonna lift me up or encourage me, I still have to go to them, and I have to still be nice. And you know what? I still have to share the gospel. I was at volleyball. I know there's 1 minute left, but I was at volleyball, and there was a girl who I consider, you know, a good friend at volleyball. And she's in a little bit of wacky situation with her life. And you know, one day she was like, "Oh, you know, you can't say that in front of Coriana. You know, she's the church girl. You can't really say that." And you know what? I smiled. Because I was like, wow, the church girl. At least I'm known for that, okay? At least I can say, "Hey, you know, if you're getting into a conversation with me, you better know. You better know that Jesus is gonna be brought up. And I still have to go tomorrow." And I want to encourage you all here. You're chosen by God, whether you think so or not. And if you haven't asked Jesus into your heart yet, and if you want to, we still have wonderful pastors that are sitting right here. But If you haven't and you want to be chosen by God and you want to be known as that church girl or that church guy or, you know, that person who, oh my, don't talk to them or don't say that in front of them, please, I ask you, God, I hope that somebody was touched today by this. And I hope that it brought joy, because at the end of the day, I want to give God glory. So I thank you.